We thank you, Lord, for this new day. We thank you, Lord, for the air that we breathe. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercies towards us. Good morning, everyone. At this time, I just ask that you prepare your heart, your soul, your body, and your mind for worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are now a part of the HCC Divine Worship Service this fourth Sunday. And at this time, I'm going to ask our sister Lourdes Mills to come with the praise and worship.
Let us pray. Eternal Father and our God, we come before you today, God, and we just want to praise you. We just want to thank you. We just want to honor you and acknowledge who you are and who you have been in our lives, God. And at this moment, God, we pray that you help us to focus our hearts and our minds on you, and help us, mighty God, to just worship you with all our hearts, worship you with everything that is within us, God, because we are here, God, not by what we've done, but by your grace and your mercies that are new every morning. You have kept us, God. You have shielded us. You have ordered your angels to gather around about us, God, and we just want to thank you, God. So today, God, I pray that you will accept our worship and that it will be pleasing in your sight, God. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, God. We're just going to worship God, and we're just going to invite him in our presence. Invite him in our individual homes this morning. We want to tell him that he is welcome. Wherever we are, that he is welcome to dwell with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we offer up the praise unto your name. We say welcome into this place. We say welcome into our world. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts and we offer up the praise unto your name. We say welcome into this place. Yay, welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we and we lift our hearts and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this place. So we lift our hands, we lift our hearts, we offer up this praise unto your name. So we lift our hands. your name. Every breath I have, every breath I have, every offer of the praise unto your name. As he lifts our hands, and so we lift our voice, as he offers us this praise unto your name. As he offers us this praise unto your name, yes, God. As we offer up this praise unto your name. As we offer up this praise unto your name. Hallelujah, God. We offer up our praises to you this morning, God. And we just want to give you thanks, and we want to thank you for who you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, you are great. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are healer. You are sustainer. There is none like you. There is no equal, God. You have no rival. You are high above everything else, God. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just be magnified. Be magnified today, God. We praise you, man. We praise you. Water, you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you. It's into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes the light. There's no one like you. There's none like you. And our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, yeah, you're so worthy, God, hallelujah, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, yeah, you're healer and you're awesome, God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand again? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand again? Then if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand again? Then if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand again?
what can stand against. Yeah. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, yes, He is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Yeah. Then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Then what can stand against? 'Cause our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Yes, He is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God, yeah.
You are awesome, God. There is none like you. We worship you today, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now hand over the rest of the service to Sister Lorna.
Praise God, praise God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is a healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God. That's why we're coming together this morning to worship our God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Sister Lordine. At this time, I will invite our pastor, Alvin Newton, to come forth with the pastoral prayer.
Thank you, Sister Lorna. Good morning, everyone. Let us pause as we give God thanks for this new day and ask for His guidance and His leading, His protection throughout this service. Our Father, great are You, Lord. Your name is higher than any other. We come to You this morning, Holy Father, confessing our faults, our shortcoming, confessing that we are weak, we are helpless, we are nothing, but we are glad that You said we should cast our cares on You, for You care for us. So as we come to You this morning, Lord, we thank You that You have protected us over the past week. And You have enabled us to see the light of a new week. Your grace that has kept us over the past week, we are depending that that grace will guide us through this week. We must confess, Lord, that so many things have been happening that cause us to be troubled. But we thank You that in You we have peace, we have hope. We have an assurance that when this life is over, if we are true to You, then You will take us to be with You in paradise. You said, I go to prepare a place for You, and if I go, I will come again and receive You unto myself, that where You are, there we may be also. Lord, help that each and every one of us this day, as we're listening, as we participate in this service, will have such a hope that when our life here on earth is ended, we shall be with You in glory. Thank You, Lord, for those that You have touched over the past weeks and months, those that You have called to be closer drawn to you, those who have called to leave the world and its cares and trust in you. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for strength for them each day as they go on in this warfare. Lord, remember those today that are weak, that are helpless, that are troubled by so many things. We pray, God, that you will be the God, our Lord, who is always near to them. We commit to you today those that are still mourning because they have lost their loved ones. God, I pray for comfort, especially our Pastor Koch, who not only in the space of a month lost his wife but his brother. Lord, I pray this morning that you will be near him, that you will comfort him, that you will strengthen him, and that all his cares will be cast on you, for you care for him. I pray for those that are serving even now, Lord, in this troublesome time, the nurses, the doctors, the drivers, everyone, Lord, that are serving in this time of crisis. I pray that you will stand by them and you will strengthen them. I pray, O Lord, that you will bless the brethren of 975 Burke Avenue. I pray for your grace. I pray for your strength. I pray that you will deliver us, Lord, from fears, from doubt, and help us to continue to put our trust in you. Lord, this morning I especially bring to you our sister Denisha Campbell, who is serving, O Lord, in the military, in the Air Force. I pray your blessing upon her life. I pray that you will strengthen her, that in her time of difficulties, she will continue to trust in you and never give up. Have your own way today, Father. Bless the service. Bless the hearers, Lord. Bless your servant who shall break your word. And at the end, all praise, all glory will be given unto you. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Newton. At this time, I will be singing in your ears, Love Lifted Me. If you have hymn books at home, you can find it, number 173. Praise God, praise God. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else stood up, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Praise God. At this time, I'll ask our sister Lolly Campbell to bring the scripture reading, which will be taken from Psalm 46.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Once again, the scripture reading is taken from Psalm 46, reading from verse 1 through 11. I'll begin. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen ranged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations of he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sister Lolly. We're going to have our welcome and announcements, which will be done by Sister Nadine Lindsay.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. Greetings to Pastor Alvin Newton, Reverend Bardwell, and all the leaders. Welcome and thanks to Brother David and Sister Lloyd Dean for the music and praise and worship, respectively. Greetings to all of you who came to our service today. We appreciate your presence, and I pray that you will leave feeling blessed despite all that's going on. If there are any first-time visitors, a very special welcome to you all. The church is applauding your presence at this time. Please continue to pray for those who are sick in the hospitals and at home. I'm also asking your continued prayer for those who lost their loved ones. Kindly keep the candidates for baptism in your prayers. As many of you know, our baptism service was postponed for now. The Praise Fest committee continues to plan for next year summer. We will keep you up to date on that. Please remember the link that is now posted for the church's website. You can click on it to view the dates and times for the prayer meetings and all upcoming activities. So now I'm very happy to let you know that our very own Sister Lloyd Dean Mills graduated this week with her master's in pharmacology. Sister Lloyd Dean, that's an amazing accomplishment, and you know that I'm very proud of you. Many of you, if not all, know Sister Marika Newfill. Please give her a call to show your love. She also just graduated with her doctoral degree. I applaud her because that is not an easy accomplishment, and I'm super, super proud of her achievement. Sister Nadine Lindsay graduated as well with her Doctor of NP degree. Her specialty is family medicine. Dr. Lindsay will tell you that God is amazing. Talk about years of blood and sweat. Her manuscript will be published in the Journal for Nurse Practitioners, and she hopes to share with those who wish her well. Congrats, Dr. Lindsay. Congratulations to all other graduates. I'm sorry that I don't know who you are at this time. You did well. And here is a brief word from the wellness team. I'm addressing your pain today. So this morning I'm encouraging those of you with pain, especially chronic pain, to pay attention to the therapeutic lifespan of whatever medication you're given by your provider. Let's say you're taking ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, every 8 hours. You have to take the medication every 8 hours. Don't go past that time. Just because the pain may not be too bad at the 8th hour. Then by the 10th hour, you're in so much pain, you're running to take the same 600 milligrams that lasts for 8 hours. So now you're chasing down the pain instead of controlling it. And, you know, many people after this experience will say, you know, the medication isn't working. I'm also encouraging you to use cold compress and or heat pads to help control your pain. Many of us have baths in our houses, and we stand in there to take a shower. Take this time to use your bath. Fill it with warm water. Make sure to test the temperature of the back of your hands, not your palm. Line it for 15 to 20 minutes tops. Think about being at the beach or some place that makes you happy. Close your eyes for those minutes and go to that happy, calming, peaceful place. My brethren, I'm encouraging you to take time to take care of yourselves and always speak with your primary care provider about options. You don't have to suffer in silence. May God continue to protect us all. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Nadine Lindsay, Dr. Nadine Lindsay. Congratulations to you again. I also just want to strengthen that. We at HCC, we are congratulating all the graduates of 2020. There's so many of them, and because of the virus, it's unfortunate that a lot of them cannot celebrate in the style that they're accustomed to. But we just want you to know, our graduates, that we acknowledge you, we applaud you, we congratulate you for your years of excellent academic achievement. There is also just, you mentioned yourself, Sister Nadine, and also Sister Lord Jean. We have the twins, Sister Denise, have two daughters that are also members that came to our church, and we're proud of them also. They also have graduated this year, and we applaud them. And for those who we forgot your name, please, we ask your forgiveness, and we apologize, but we're extending a hearty congratulations to all our 2020 graduates. Even my little DJ is graduating. We applaud you. We applaud you. Just feel the love that we're sending you right now. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have our deaconess, Dr. Beverly Brown, pray the offertory prayer. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. The word of the Lord says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Father God, I just want to give you glory and I give you praise for this day that you have given unto us. Father, Lord God, I present the offering of your people, the tithes of your people. Father God, I put it to you, Lord Jesus. We pray for a special blessing upon the tithes and the offering. Lord Jesus, double portion, Lord God, upon those who have given their tithes and their offering, O God, out of nothing. Lord God, those who have not been able to give, Jesus, you know the reason. Lord God, if it's lack of understanding, Lord God, we pray you'll give them insight. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to provide, O God, Jesus, for those in need. Lord God, give them favor, push doors open, especially in a time like this. this. Spirit of the living God, we give you thanks. We pray, O God, that this offering and this tithe will be used, Lord God, to build your kingdom here on earth, Lord God, to expand your work here. Lord, we give you thanks again, Lord God, and we give you the honor and give you the praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Beverly Brown. At this time, get your hearts and your mind again. Just prepare to get lost in the awesomeness of God, just the whole beauty of God and his love, as I ask my dear sister McIntosh to come with a special selection to minister to us.
Praise the Lord. I want to say congratulations to all the graduates. God bless you for your efforts, and you continue to work as the Lord would allow you to. This morning, I want to give thanks to God for another day that he has allowed me to see and that we can fellowship together in this fashion. The song this morning, I pray that it will be a blessing to you. I ask that you listen to the words. The words are so important and it's so encouraging. And so I will begin. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. No, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. My help, my help, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. No, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. My help, my help, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. Your help, your help, your help, all of your help cometh from the Lord. My help, my help, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Lorna.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Mac, for depositing those strong affirmations in our spirit this morning that no matter what we're going through, the Lord is our keeper and all of our help. We have nothing. All of our help comes from the Lord. As the scripture said, the Lord is our refuge and our strength. So we are nothing without God. So if we don't have God this morning, let us get him. Let us get him this morning so that we can be strong in times like these and we can even be stronger. Thank you again, Sister Mac. At this time, I'm going to invite my pastor again, Pastor Alvin Newton, to come forward and introduce the speaker this morning.
Thank you, Sister Lorna. Thank you again for leading. Thanks to those who have participated so far in the service. We are grateful to God that he's been able to use those who have been used so far. We continue to look to him, as the song and the psalmist says, our help comes from the Lord. We are grateful to God that we have someone to bring to us the word today. And the person is our Reverend George Bowell, Pardowell. So I'm going to ask us all to prayerfully welcome our Reverend Pardowell as he breaks to us the word of God. Reverend Pardowell.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Pastor Newton, for asking me to bring the word of the Lord this morning. Let me take time to congratulate all those who have been graduated this period. We know that you'll use your achievement to bring good to the world. And so you have our prayers and support. We're praying for you, and we hope that you'll continue to do your best. Again, congratulations. I want to bring you words from the Lord this morning, taken from St. Matthew chapter 11, 1 to 4. You can turn your Bibles there with me. St. Matthew chapter 11, 1 to 4. I also want you to open your Bibles to St. John chapter 11. And keep your fingers there, because I might be mentioning a few scriptures from St. John chapter 11. So you can just hold your Bibles and your finger marker, put a marker at St. John chapter 11. So that as we go through the word of the Lord this morning, we can, you know, you be able to verify these scriptures that we've mentioned here. The word of the Lord from St. Matthew chapter 11, 1 to 4 says, after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went out from there to teach and preach in the town of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is the one who does not stumble on account of me. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we truly thank you this morning for your words. Your words are very encouraging to all of us. And as we come this morning to the house of the Lord, wherever we are, we may want to say, like the psalmist, I was glad when they said to me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because we know, God, that in your house, we find encouragement and strength. And so this morning we pray that as we share your words together, we will all be encouraged and strengthened from your words. We will be blessed, O God, and we will feel like continuing fellowshipping and worshiping God the way we are. And we will grow in grace and in strength. We ask his mercies, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Here we see this morning John the Baptist, and he was a little bit concerned whether or not Jesus was really the Christ, the Son of God. And so this morning, I want to, and he nearly gave up on the Lord. So the title I want to give this morning is, Don't Give Up on God. Don't give up on God. Here we see John the Baptist, who was a prophet, one who spoke much about Jesus Christ, was sending to ask him a question, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for someone else? Who was John? John the Baptist was of a priestly race by both parents. His father, Zacharias, was himself a priest of the court of Abia. And Elizabeth was of the daughters of Aaron. So he had a godly heritage from both parents. His birth was foretold by an angel sent from God. And if you can check in Luke chapter 1, you will see that. Jesus said in Luke 7, verse 28, I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from birth. The angels announced him and said, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. He was a prophet of God, a cousin of Jesus, a friend and confidant. He preached under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied. But here we see John this morning. John became uncertain as to whether Christ was indeed the Messiah or not. The uncertainty probably arose from the following circumstances. John had been cast into prison, into a Roman prison. John did not just give up. How did John find himself into prison? A man of God, a child that was brought up in a house, a religious house, in a house where both parents were godly people. And from his very birth, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And yet, such a great man find himself in prison. You see, at the time, the Jews believed that the Messiah would come and deliver them from the Romans' rulership. And in this period, there were a lot of people. It was a common belief that the Romans, that the Messiah was going to deliver the children of Israel from under the Romans' rulership. We may hear people talk about the Maccabees version. I remember as a child, there was a song that was in the dancehall, and I think, bring back the Maccabee version that God gave the black man. But the Maccabees version would normally just tell us story about the Maccabees, who were these people, they fought against the Greeks' rulership with the hope that they could deliver themselves and bring back the Davidic kingdom. That never happened under the Maccabees. They succeeded for a while, but the Romans came and took them over. And the same thing came on again. And so at this time, the Jews were expecting John was expecting that Jesus was going to be the Messiah, the one who would come and take over the Romans' kingdom, put them to an end, and establish the kingdom of David. This was a period when the popular view of the Messiah was that the Messiah would come and eradicate the Romans and restore the kingdom of David. The Roman kingdom at this time was divided into four sections, and the Herod Antipas was the ruler of Galilee, this region where John the Baptist was and Jesus was. Herod took away his brother's wife, and that did not go down well with John the Baptist. The gospel tells us that Herod's new wife, Herodias, was angry with John because he criticized the marriage. And so at a party, she contrived with her daughter to ask for John the Baptist's head. This was a request that was painfully granted by Herod. Herod loved John the Baptist. He respected him. But he had made a promise to this young lady that he would give half his kingdom on the request. And so he had to stick by his words. He could not go back on his word in the face of all his friends. And so he granted that petition. That was a very sad day for John the Baptist. John had been cast into prison because he preached against corruption. And now here he saw himself in prison. He foresaw martyrdom. He foresaw that he was going to be killed and punished, awaiting execution. This was a hard, awful time, a time of hardship, time of pain, a very difficult experience. I don't know anyone really who has ever been faced with execution and really survived. But here we see John this morning, he was faced with execution. And this must have been mentally strenuous for this man. He may have been panicking. So John was expecting that Jesus, the Messiah, his friend, his cousin, the one whom he preached about, the one whom he said so many good things of. He said, this is the true one whom grace and truth would come. This is the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove on this man. This is he who was baptized with the Holy Ghost. After John had such great belief in this man, Jesus, he was now expecting that Jesus the Messiah would come and deliver him from prison. But Jesus did not show up. What happened when our expectations are not met? Think about it. There was a common belief among the Jews that the Messiah was going to come and set up an earthly kingdom. John sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who would come? Or should we expect someone else? When the disciples got to Jesus, they saw Jesus preaching and teaching. They saw him healing people, raising dead, healing. Jesus was doing exactly what God sent him to do. Jesus was filling the purpose of his Father, the one who sent him. Jesus prophesied and preached. And so we see here that the disciples, John's disciples, saw all of this. They saw the prophet Isaiah's word coming out of John, out of Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah said, when the Messiah comes, your God will come. In Isaiah 35 and verse 5, then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a leper, like a deer, and the mute tongue will shout for joy. For the waters will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. John began to doubt whether or not Jesus was the real Messiah. His expectation was not met. This was not what I expect the Messiah to do. I believe he was the Messiah. I believe he was the one sent from God. I saw evidences. But now my life is in jeopardy. And he does not come to my rescue. I trusted him so much. I believed in him. And here am I in prison. And he has not come to my rescue. Irenaeus was asking for John's head. And Satan was asking for his heart. In moments of difficulties, Satan will be asking for our hearts. We will be overshadowed with doubts, disappointments, and disillusionment. In times like these, we need a word from the Lord. We need to hear the words, like Job, when he says, though worm destroy this body, yet in my flesh I will see God. We need a word from the Lord. A word like Paul. Paul says in his word, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We need a word from the Lord that we be not destroyed when we are undergoing hard and difficult times. In times like these, we need a proper understanding of the word of God. John, although he thought he was a great prophet, born filled with the Holy Ghost, testified of Jesus, of his great birth by Jesus, of his great birth, yet in this time of anguish, pain, he misunderstood who Jesus really was. He misunderstood what Jesus was all about. Yet he did not hiss his teeth and walk away from Jesus, but he tried to get a word from the Lord. He tried to get a clearer and better understanding of God. Are you going through troublesome times? Are you going through difficult times? And you need a word from the Lord? Yes, God wants to give you a word this morning. Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, also misunderstood Jesus. And so the scripture that I ask you to mark over in St. John chapter 11, if you just go over there, you can look with me. When Lazarus fell ill, the two sisters sent and called Jesus, Lord, the one who you love is sick. And in John chapter 11 and verse 4, Jesus replied to them and said, "The sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." And let us go down to verse 11 and 20. When Martha heard this, that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. In verse 21, "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." In verse 32, when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And in verse 37, we see the words, "But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" You see what happened, friend? They got the message that Jesus sent. This sickness is not unto death. But they did not observe all the words that Jesus said. They did not observe that Jesus said whatever Lazarus was going through was for the glory of God. They only saw the part that said his sickness is not unto death. If you're going on with your family, if you have lost your job, your business, can't pay your rent, can't pay your mortgage, disaster strikes at you, if you can't afford enough food to eat, you can't maintain your family, and you're going through distress, maybe God knows and wants to glorify himself through these situations. It is not for you to give up on God. It is for us to seek a word from God. Sometimes we can become disappointed because we misunderstood, like Mary, what God is saying to us. Martha and Mary may have been paying attention to part of the message. The sickness is not unto death. But not much attention is paid to the part that the sickness was for the glory of God. Many times, good Christian people walk away from God into sin because of the lack of a proper understanding of the Word of God. Instead of allowing God to make us better, we become bitter. Oftentimes, we see some people who grow up in church, confess Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, became disappointed and withdraw themselves from the church and walk away from God. Maybe the lack of understanding, or they may develop a false sense of hope. Are you bitter this morning? Are you bitter with your church because you have not seen God come through for you? Are you filled with anger and resentment because you have been let down by a brother or a sister in the church or a leader in the church? Are you filled with misbelief because you held to some messages of healing and deliverance and you are sick?
and you needed to be delivered, and this did not happen? Are you bitter because your brother and sister who smiled with you, you trusted them so much, and they criticized you and stabbed you in the back? Are you filled with hate and arrogance because the preacher said you would get rich if you give your tithe and your offering and you give to the Lord and you are still poor? Mary was becoming resentful because she did not pay attention to the complete message that Jesus sent. Jesus said, the sickness is not unto death. And she heard that, okay. Her hope was that Lazarus would be healed and not die. She hoped that Jesus would get there before he died. The days passed by and her anxiety grew, but the Lord did not show up. Lazarus died. How devastating this was for Mary, her beloved brother, a community man, beloved by everyone in that community, died. Her soul was ripped apart and her hope was shattered. She was lost at all these things that took place. And Jesus, her best friend, did not turn up. Only then, in this dark and dismal moment, that Jesus, her best friend, the one whom she loved so dearly, the one whom she trusted with all her heart, the one whom she used her expensive oil and anoint, the one whom she used her hair on her head to wipe her feet, this one did not turn up. How could he not show up until all is lost? Sometimes we say, does Jesus care? Did he really care? That's what she was saying. My brother is dead. It's done and over with. It's useless. You are coming at this time. Where are you going now? She may have said. She went out and fell at Jesus' feet. You are to be blamed. If you were here, my brother would not have died. Your words cannot be trusted. You said the sickness was not unto death, but now he's dead. Mary did not look at the full message. Sometimes we see we might misunderstand what God is saying to us, or we might be looking in the wrong direction. Sometimes we may try to claim the promise without the message, seeing the message in the promise. Did not Jesus say, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer believing you shall receive? You may have been asking many times and have not received. Maybe you are asking God for some money to pay your mortgage, and God is pointing you to a better job. Maybe you can't pay your car payment, and God might be saying you should sell the car. Maybe you have a very terrible income loss, and God wants to redirect you into a better income source. Maybe you are going through family problems, and God wants you to be more patient, more loving, and more caring in the situation. And when you do this, you will discover His own love and care for you. Maybe you are going, or you are going not through sickness, and God has healed you. God wants to lead you like David. Maybe you're going through sickness and you're not healed. And you're praying for God to heal you and it has not happened. Does it mean that God is not real? No. God is still real. God maybe wants to lead you through this sickness. Like David. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. The words of God bring comfort to me in these situations. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 11, what man is there of you whom, if you ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then, being evil, know how to do good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? When we, as God's children, ask for things, we should ask for the right reasons. For the Bible also says, you ask and you did not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own treasures. Mary wanted her brother to be healed, but God's will was that his son be glorified. The full message, Mary did not pay attention to the full message. This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for the glory of God. Some may go through the fire. Some of us will go through the water. Some through the flood. Some of us will go through the wind. Some of us will go through earthquake. But all of us will go through the blood for the glory of God. This morning, if God did not remove your situation for which you are praying, maybe He wants to go with you through this situation. Whatever you are going through, God will be with you. God will give you peace in this situation. John needed a word from the Lord. He was troubled. He was discomforted, uneasy. He was looking that Jesus would overthrow the Romans and give him victory at this time. That was not in God's plan. That was not God's will. John might have said, amid my pain, my hardship, my stress, my failures, my sickness, where is Jesus? Where is God? Can I still trust Jesus? Or should I look for someone else? Should I still go to church? You may ask, you may say to yourself, should I still have fellowship? You may say, should I still pray and expect an answer from God? Loved ones, this morning, God is real, and God wants to comfort you. He wants to be with you. Maybe what we need to do this morning is to pay attention more carefully to the word of the Lord. try to understand what God is saying to us. We need a word from the Lord. The good thing about John the Baptist was that he did not just stay there as a come to failure and die. He sent a message to Jesus. Are you the real one? Or should we look for someone else? Jesus did not say to him, I am he. Oh, that Jesus said, go and tell John what you see. He directed John to go and read the scriptures. Go back into the Bible, John. Go back and see what the prophet says. John went back and John saw Isaiah 35. The eyes of the blind will be open, and the ears of the deaf are stopped. The lame walk, and those who are dumb speak. John realizes, oh yes, the word of God is real. He realized the Messiah is real here. The Messiah is real. Where did he come to rescue me? That was not God's will for John. Of course, John now realized that Jesus, even if he dies, Jesus has the power to raise him again. John got the picture of the Messiah, that it was not only in some of the physical things, but he was even the one for the immortal life. He got the picture. He understood what Jesus was doing, and he now knew that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will not die, but will live. He who believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He is still a life giver. He is still the one who resurrects and gives life. John was not able to say, take another grip of faith, another grasp of faith, and look to heaven. So, today, loved ones, we can do the same. Do not give up on God. Whatever our situation is, search the scriptures. Go deeper in the Lord. Dig for the word of the Lord, and we will find answers to our problem. We will find solutions. We will find peace with God. We will find rest, and we will find assurance in God. We can sing the song, my faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my gifts away. Oh, let me from this day, from my doubts, from my fears, from my anguish, from my pain, from all the times of when I feel like giving up. Take me from this day and make me world divine. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. Help us, God, through our pain, through our difficulties, through our hard times, through all the things that might be happening. Make us holy thine, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Bardowell. Thank you for delivering such a word to us in time right now. Don't give up on God. We sing in the praise and worship, don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. And yes, sometimes when we are expecting the Lord to come through for us, he doesn't. But God's timing and our timing is different. So hold on. Joy will come in the morning. For those who have not yet surrendered to the Lord, maybe you are listening today and you wonder if God will ever come through for you. This is a day when you can hold on to God and his promises, trust and believe in him. So as we prepare to close our service, wherever you are, whoever you are, we want to pray for you and with you that
You won't give up, though God does not come at the time when you need him. Though you think that you have been in prison and God has not set you free. Though you think that you are at the point of death and he has not come through for you. Though you think that he should be coming to your Bethany when instead he went to Judea. Don't give up. God still cares and he'll work it out for you. So believe in God. Trust in him. And things will be all right. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for today. We thank you for your words. We thank you for your servant. We ask now, Lord, that those who have listened to your words, saved or unsaved, will reach a point in their life at this very moment when they will not give up on you. In spite of all that they might be going through, in spite of all that is happening in their family, with their jobs, and so many things in this time that would cause us to question, where is God? And our thought is, God is nowhere to be found. I pray that you will speak today as you have spoken through your words. Help us not to give up on you, but to continue trust in you. For you are a great God, one that always cares for your own. We thank you again for today. Thank you for those who have joined our service today. I pray a blessing upon each and every one. Hear us now, Father, as we wait upon you in thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I pronounce the benediction, just a few things to say. You may have heard the president said that churches should be reopened. But every situation is not the same. Every locale is not the same. So we have to know that when we decide to go back to our sanctuary, we are doing it in a manner that will not cause any harm to anyone. So we are not at the point where we can say we will go back right away. We'll have to, as it were, assess the situation and do what you think is right, in the best interest of the safety and well-being of everyone. So you will hear from us, as I said last week, we will have to plan as to how we will go back into our sanctuary. We don't want to go back in a rush and then we are sorry that we do something. So please listen to what the elders, the leaders of the church, especially at 975 Burke Avenue, is saying. And we know that God will help us to do the right thing. So bear that in mind. Also, just want to quickly remind that we have services during the week. Monday and Tuesday, we have prayer meeting from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. I'm sure that is posted. And Mondays also, we have a very, very interesting class by Reverend Bart Owill. And I would encourage, especially those who have just been saved and those who are seeking the Lord, to join us in that class every Monday, 7:30 to 8:30. Again, please bear that in mind. And remember also, I want to say to all of us that this phone line, are these lines that we use, are the church's line, and you have to be careful what you say on these lines. You know, don't say things that you can't prove. You don't know if it's true, especially things that you get on WhatsApp. Don't repeat things if you don't know the source from which it came. Some things might be very, very troubling. So I want you to bear that in mind. And may God bless us today and this week and keep us in his care. Let us pause now for the closing and benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. May God bless you. May God keep you. Have a wonderful day. And may God's presence be evident in your lives, whatever you do, whatever you say. Remember, you can get with us, get in touch with us. 347-225-1928. God bless. Have a wonderful day.